Good evening. It's Monday, October 5th, 2020, at 7 o'clock, and I am reconvening this public hearing that was recessed on September 21st, 2020, regarding Zoning Amendment 1, 2020, Southbriar LLC. Present this evening are council members. Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hayden, Mr. McCanna, Mr. Richardson, Ms. Dow, and myself, Mary Westfall. Additionally, from administration, we have the Law Director, Mrs. Brining. We have the Service Director, Mr. Aller. Economic Development Director, Mr. Sanford. We have Mayor Stow. And with us, we have Ms. Bigelow joining us as well. Also, we are pleased to have such wonderful guest attendance here tonight. Hello to the Boy Scouts. Glad to have you with us. And again, this is a public hearing where we just get some feedback about a particular issue. And so you'll hear a little bit of that discussion tonight. And certainly, if you have questions, feel free to ask. I would share with you that City Council, as you know, did refer this to the Municipal Planning, just to make sure everybody recalls that they did review and earlier this year, and they did unanimously vote to recommend that this zoning change move forward, but that they did ask for an inclusion of detailed specifications of the improvement that will be completed in the adjacent commercial center with regard to this. So at the last public hearing, council members felt that they just needed to have some additional feedback from the developer regarding some of those detailed specifications. And we do have a representative here today who really, I'm not certain, felt confident that he would be asked to speak, but I did feel like we have some questions with regard to the specifications. Mr. Aller or Mr. Sanford, I don't know if either of you or Ms. Brining have anything you'd like to add at this point?
No, I don't believe that okay. Council has any questions.
Okay. Let me just ask before we ask of council questions if there's any anyone here to make open comment in favor of this of the zoning amendment. Is there anyone here to make comment against the issue? I did not think so, but I just wanted to make certain that there was no one here that wanted to speak on behalf of the issue. I do think that we do have some questions from council, and I think I will open it up to council members. I do think that they're looking for additional feedback about the detailed specification of the improvement that will be completed in the adjacent commercial center. And Mr. Orvitz, would you like to step up maybe to the microphone and maybe you could respond to some of the questions, or is there anything you'd like to begin with sharing with council? Could you introduce yourself and share your address as well?
George Orvitz, consulting engineer from Mr. David Schmidt, who is proposing the zoning change at Miami Street, down by the shopping center near Convent Boulevard. There is a piece of property going south from that project on Main Street, and he is asking for R3 zoning on a portion of it in order to build three units of apartments on that particular site. And the removal of the rather ill-repaired house that's located on that piece of property, as well as the garage, creating a new retaining wall and adding 21 parking spaces to the current shopping center that's there. And I think, as I see it, when I get there to go to the barber shop and go visit some of the businesses in that location, it certainly does need the 21 parking spaces. And we need a revised entry and exit on the Main Street because it's rather blind if you take the one closest to the south. All of that would be accomplished with these two improvements. And I believe the Planning Commission has recommended favorably, and we're asking for your support. One other item I'd like to discuss with you is the fact that I'm sorry I didn't show up for the meeting the last time. I had some tests run at the University of Michigan Medical Center. But they started at 11 o'clock in the morning. I never thought they would take till 9 o'clock in the evening. but unfortunately, they did, and I never had an opportunity to get the call to announce the fact that I would not be able to make it, but I'm apologizing to see the important fact.
Mr. Roberts, thank you for sharing that information, and certainly we know sometimes life takes over, so kind of you to let us know what happened there, and no worries at all. I do think that last time when we were here, there were some drawings on the table that created some additional questions, and I don't see them here. I think they were here from administration. Can any, maybe Mr. Alley, you're nodding. Do you know what happened to those? And
they're sitting in my office.
Okay.
I realized when I walked in the door that I neglected to bring those with me.
Okay. I think they created some questions, potentially, just having looked at those. But, Mr. Hanum, do you have a question?
Well, where exactly are the 21 parking spaces? Do you have a drawing? And how that's going to work?
Okay. Just the units. And the copy of the units you see here. The retaining wall would be built in this location.
The retaining wall now is, I see it up.
It would be brought down in that location. The parking lot would come in place, and the entry and exit into the development would be up in this area, not down here, where it's around a location.
Again, is that what you said?
So the condo
building, the condo building. I will be
standing.
Are you familiar with the improvements made by the recommendations made by the Planning Commission to the approval or with the approval of this?
Yes, I believe Dave, it is within 3 units that we would be building, that we would be buying a station based on the increased value of that particular land, and that's what it was going to apply to the facade of the existing.
And I don't want you to speak for him directly, but I was on the Planning Commission twice when that was promised in the past, and my hope is that this time he will fulfill that promise with this extra monies and do the upgrade for the shopping center.
The indication he had given me is that is his intention to do it, borrow money and do all these improvements at one time.
That was my question.
One question I had in regards to the improvement, I remember seeing the drawing, but I don't remember the specifics of it. Is part of the renovation that Mr. Schmidt is looking at include redoing the entire parking lot?
That we didn't discuss, but I'm sure since I frequent that place every month, there are areas of that parking lot that need repair.
Just slightly.
Yeah. And certainly that'll be part of the encouragement that I will give him. It ought to be fixed.
Particularly if you're adding additional parking,
correct.
You're already going to have facilities and the materials and the equipment and all of that sort of stuff is already going to be there. And just out of curiosity, from my education, where does Mr. Schmidt's ownership of the facility start and stop? Because it looks like there's more than one building there, clearly. Does he own the whole strip?
I think he owns the whole strip. I don't believe he owns the carryout that's at the far northern end of it.
Okay.
But I think the balance of it were Tatina's, was it a pizza place at the far end?
So he has the medical building?
Yes.
Yes. Well, building or whatever that is.
Yes.
That's all his part of the same property.
Right. Correct.
And what's the time frame, presuming we would move forward, what's the time frame for construction?
Well, I have to design the retaining wall first and regrade the parking lot, because to attempt to park cars on that section of the parking lot now, it's rather steep and would be a safety factor in a winter season. So that's the reason we have to build the retaining wall to make it a suitable slope for parking, but yet also going to the drainage system that we have. And I've got to go through that design.
We've got neighbors on, and I know we're having a public hearing. Have you heard anything from any of the neighbors? Nothing?
I think that if there was any concern, they would be here voicing it. I haven't heard anything.
The only neighbor that had a concern was the previous lot line question, and that's been resolved.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Thank you, Mr. Orbit.
Thank you.
Appreciate your
time.
This is something that's come before us through this public hearing format several times already, and I do hope that we can move to advance this to council this evening. So I would invite a motion to advance legislation to council this evening, if that's the will.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to advance legislation for Zoning Amendment 1-2020, South Bar LLC, this evening. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So I would adjourn this public hearing, and this legislation I believe we have ready for this evening, so it will be advanced this evening. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Mr. Rivers, for joining us. And this public hearing is officially adjourned.